More green beans, anyone? Thanks for joining us. I'm Lee Maddox with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. You know, turkey and stuffing get a lot of attention around Thanksgiving, but another part of the meal that everyone enjoys just about during the holidays is green beans, and a lot of them are grown right here in Tennessee.
We've grown probably around 2,200 acres of green beans this year, and then we had about 300 acres of butter beans, and that had right at 100 acres of squash. So we had about 2,600 acres total crops. I've got 20 harvesters that I work here in the summer, which I brought like 14 here during the summer. Then I do pick beans for another shed here in town. I pick all their beans and haul them in for them. And then in Georgia, I'm working for four different companies. And then in Florida, I work for five different people.
Chris Hughes has been growing green beans since 1980 on the Cumberland Plateau, but opened his processing center this year and is owner and operator of Hughes Farms and Produce Incorporated. He does partner with a couple of other growers to produce some 800 acres of green beans for him, but he grows the vast majority of the beans he processes himself.
Depending on how many we pick one day, we've run 6,500, nearly 7,000 in one day. The better the beans, the faster I can run. The way I got my equipment set up here now, if the beans are good enough, you know, I can run on an average of 1,000 per hour. But this year we've had a lot of rain, and we've had to run them 200 an hour, 300 an hour, try to make quality. But I could run over 10,000 a day here very easily.
Hughes can run more than 300,000 bushel of beans through his facility in a season and says he loves being involved in every aspect of the operation, from the field to the bushel basket it goes to the store in.
I love to be out in the fields and seeing everything grow and stuff, too. Yeah, and love this part of it, too, packaging. Plans to grow. Hopefully we'll be able to grow enough beans to service more people and more customers as I get hopefully bigger and larger with the acres.
Now, Tennessee ranks as one of the top producers of green beans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Lee Maddox with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.